welcome back once again to the Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and friends. I'm Willem Backus in studio with Stephen Pickford, and we have online with us Gary Smith from Albany, New York. Stephen.
Yes, and welcome back to the program. On today, when we're talking about all the great things that are happening throughout the Empire State, for the first time, it was my pleasure to actually visit downtown Albany last month. I'd always passed the exit ramps on the interstate and hadn't really turned off to explore. Gary Smith is the general manager of 74 State Hotel right downtown in historic Albany. Good afternoon. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here, Steve.
Now, tell us a little bit more about 74 State Hotel. Now, for our friend Mike Bilodeau, you have to tell us, where is it located?
Okay, it is. It's right in the heart of downtown Albany. It's really the newest Center City hotel that's been built in Albany at the corner of State and Pearl Streets, and it's just really the geographic center of the city. We are about two blocks east of the capital of New York State, about two blocks west from the State University system headquarters, and a block from the Times Union Center, which is the major entertainment and sports venue in the city.
Now, but people coming to downtown Albany, are they going to find it a problem to park at your hotel?
Not at all. We have we have complete valet parking at the hotel. You pull up in front and you'll see your car again when you're ready to leave.
Now, what is the historic background of the building? It's not a new build per se. It's a renovation of an existing building that really fits into the architecture and the ambiance of downtown.
Well, it is that exactly. The building was built in 1915, and it was essentially an office building at that time in the Eastern Region headquarters of the Waldorf cafeteria chain. In 1917, a company called R.C. Reynolds Furniture Company moved over here and was here for a number of years until Bond Clothes took over. And it was Bond Clothing until the mid-60s, then converted to an office building again. The first floor of the building is 170 feet long and about 34 feet wide, but the first floor was McDonald's for about 15 years, and we got rid of that and the State Office of Social Services and Tax and Finance and gutted the whole thing front to back, side to side, and made a hotel with 74 rooms out of it.
Now, you officially opened in December of 06. How long did it take to really, when you take a building like that that has had so many varied uses over the years and, you know, different tenants, to turn it into a hotel, a boutique niche property like that? How did you get the concept, and how did you go about doing it?
We came to the concept, really. It was a vacant building at that time. We came to the concept just because a new hotel, had not been built in Albany since 1980. And we have so much business going on up here, certainly through the winter with the legislature here, with the races, with Saratoga races in August, with a number of events that the Times Union Center generates down here. We thought there was an opportunity, and we built the building, but we still had the cast iron radiators in it. We had all the various ceilings that had been put in the building since the 60s and 70s and even the 80s when they lowered the ceiling for energy efficiency. We had water leaks that had been here for probably 20 years, and we when we cleared it, we had the asbestos, we had everything, but when we cleared the building, we had a fresh, clean slate to start, and we laid out a template on the ninth floor and then started right down and duplicated the floors right down to the second, where we began to pick up public space.
Now, let's look at the rooms. What type of rooms and variety of rooms do you have? And how would you sort of describe the property, the market that you're going after?
It is, for terms of upstate New York, it is a luxury boutique hotel. We have 74 rooms in the building. We have one large executive suite on the ninth floor, about 1,100 square feet with the whirlpool overlooking the SUNY buildings, which was really the corporate headquarters of the Delaware and Hudson Railroad at one time, and the Customs House, and a lot of the history of Albany, which is all lit at night. It's really neat. We have on a typical floor 11 rooms. They're different furniture, they're different color combinations, they're different fabrics. We wanted it to be an adventure when you checked into this hotel. We wanted you not to have the same room every time, not to really be able to anticipate what you might find, but to have the opportunity to explore a little bit. So with that, we have on a given or a typical floor, we have two rooms with queen, single queen beds only, two with double queens, and then the rest are king beds. The other seven are king bedded rooms. All the bathrooms have subway tile throughout the enclosures, either the shower enclosures or the tub enclosures. All rainwater shower heads, all the quarry tile floors. I mean, everything is top shelf. The bathrooms are all very, very large, and that was part of the design criteria. But we have very, very comfortable rooms. I think the furnishings are noteworthy, really, because we tried to use throughout the building, to the extent we could, all furniture that was actually manufactured in New York State, choosing for the primary furniture supplier, the Hardin Furniture Company in McConnellsville, New York. So it's heirloom furniture and heirloom linens. And, I mean, it really, really, it's quite a place and has found a real home, I think, in upstate New York.
Well, I really enjoyed the comfort of my room. Beautiful, large bed, very comfortable bed. Had the gas fireplace that gave it the total atmosphere to the room. I left my drapes open at night so that I could see the lit up buildings outside and the skyline. Yeah. And again, the bathroom so large with the upgraded amenities, the standalone shower, the huge tub. I mean, it's really luxurious, and it stands apart from your typical chain fare that you would get elsewhere.
Well, it was certainly by design. We wanted to create a unique presence in here, and it's a unique facility in this region, no question.
Do you also get small meetings in there as well? I guess it's a good location for a small meeting that would otherwise maybe be overlooked and overpowered by some of the bigger properties.
Well, I think so. We have advantages it has was we built a full service hotel. There certainly aren't many full service hotels being built now. We have a dining room marché down on the first floor. We have a full service bakery in the basement. We have our own laundry, but we also on the second floor have about 3,000 square feet of meeting space. We have a boardroom for 14 with all the amenities, wireless internet throughout the building, but we have the 50-inch plasma television for computer presentations in the boardroom. We have HD projection television in the large meeting rooms, which hold really up to about 60 for dinner. And we have, again, all the internet connections, and then we have another small meeting room, too, with a built-in bar that you can use either for a reception area for the larger room or a separate smaller, dinner facility. So we do, we've got a lot of we're in the heart of the financial district and really in the heart of the governmental district down here, too. And so a lot of those meetings are held at the hotel on a regular basis.
Now, we touched upon the fact that you have a full-service restaurant serving three meals a day right on site. Now, the dinners are exceptional. Marché is the restaurant. The executive chef has worked with many big properties and very varied background, Brian Molino. He changes the menu on a regular basis.
He does. We change the menu once a week or so, even more often sometimes, depending. He uses, in the summer especially, we use all fresh produce from the farms around the area. And we've got a program too, Stephen, where we do a number of farm dinners throughout the year, one a month, where we bring the local produce in from the local farms, or certainly there are cheeses, there are dairy farms where we bring the cheeses, there are cattle farms, and we have a lot of the pork and even a special bison and Brooklyn Brewery special dinner in April. So we're doing that all the time. But we have some courses that will stay that are so popular.
And we're going to be coming up to the break, Gary. I'm going to keep you on the line. We're going to continue talking about the great food at Marche at 74 State Hotel, downtown Albany, New York. You're listening to the Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and Friends, the Travel World Radio Show across America via satellite. And check out my blog at www.stephenpickford.com, where we're going to have links to all the information that you've heard on today's show. Stay listening.
Travel World will continue. Stay listening. Travel World Radio by satellite.
Get a good night's sleep and still arrive on time for that important business meeting. Via Rail Canada's Constellation Class overnight service between Toronto and Montreal, your hotel on rails. Via Rail will rock you to sleep in the privacy and comfort of your own bedroom. Next morning, arrive refreshed and relaxed, and breakfast is included, so you're downtown and you're ready to go. Aboard Via Rail Canada, people moving people. Visit us at viarail.ca.
Mutual Federal, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Federal, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center, with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Van. Telephone 271-5058.
Language is destiny. Every time you speak, read, or write, you expose the limits of your language. The words you think influence your actions. The words you use are always judged. The words you understand reveal what you know and what you don't know. Now with the Vocabulary Dynamics program, you can take charge of your verbal destiny. Easily master a world-class vocabulary, exude confidence and command of the English language, and expand your understanding of thousands of new words. And all you have to do is just listen. Developed by Scott Bornstein, international expert in language learning, memory know-how, and test preparation, Vocabulary Dynamics will unlock your genius for language and word use so you'll never be at a loss for words again. If you call now, Scott will drop the price by almost 40%. Call 1-888-813-7974 toll-free right now. 1-888-813-7974 for the Vocabulary Dynamics Program. 1-888-813-7974.
I can read. Three little words parents and grandparents long to hear. I can read. The key that unlocks a lifetime of opportunity. I can read. The road to independence, pride, and self-discovery. Every day, thousands of children struggle needlessly. Every day, reading remains the goal, not the reality.
If you're looking for a powerful but simple-to-use home study program that goes beyond a game that hooks children on reading, you want Get Ready, Get Set, Read. Developed by a team of leading educational learning and reading specialists, the Get Ready, Get Set, and Read program guides, inspires, and integrates the best approaches for maximum success and reading results. Make a difference. Call toll-free 1-888-813-7975. Mention the station for a 40% discount. Get Ready, Get Set, Read has an unconditional 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 1-888-813-7975. 1-888-813-7975. Call today.
Across America via satellite, this is the Travel World Radio Network.
And welcome back once again to the Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and friends. I'm Will Back, it's the studio with Stephen Pickford, and here you go.
Glad you could join us today, and we're continuing our discussion with Gary Smith, the general manager of 74 State Hotel, downtown Albany, state capital of the state of New York. And we were talking about the great food at Marché, which brings in people to dine at the hotel who aren't necessarily guests, and that's always a compliment to a major property, a major hotel, when people who aren't guests come in to dine.
It's, well, we think, I bet you 70% of our patrons are from outside the hotel, so we've got quite a loyal following from Albany, and certainly have received a lot of good press on Brian and on the products that he's able to push out.
And what would you consider as the ambiance? How would you describe the ambiance of the dining room?
We tried to do, it was really our design to do a little bit of a contemporary and even a little bit French in the beginning. It's all black leather seats, and we did some booths because it is a three-meal restaurant, but we have certainly a number of tables and banquettes also. We have a small bar in there. I wanted to do a bar that had a few seats, and really it has four, but I wanted a little place like a New York, little out-of-the-way restaurant where you could have a couple of seats at the bar or grab a bite to eat at the bar if you wanted. But the primary service in there, Stephen, is at the tables or in the booths.
And right next to the restaurant at the other end of the corridor, you have a piano bar, and it really seems like a private club when you walk in there.
Well, it's gorgeous, and we did a lot of work on that to try to get the ambience right. We have about a 34-foot by 12-foot window in the front of the bar that overlooks State Street, so it's an entire glass wall in the bar. The other thing we did in there was put all the box beam ceilings and all the trim work. We replaced brick, put brick in actually on some of the walls and a lot of the wood moldings, the wainscoting and all that, to create a very really, as you said, like a private club in there.
Now, being in the center of town and close to the entertainment and arts center of what brings people to Albany when entertainers are in the district, I guess this is sort of the happening place, a place where people would gather before or after the events that they're attending downtown.
We get a lot of that. And what's fun here, too, is we really opened, the end of December 06, as you mentioned. But one of the reasons we opened, we had a gubernatorial election, and Elliot Spitzer took over that day. But Ben Vereen was one of the guests there that night, and Ben came back and played in the bar until about 3 a.m. So we have a number of people who will just come through and sit for a while if they're playing up at the Empire State Performing Arts Center or at the Palace Theater or at the Capitol Rep Theater or even sometimes over at the Times Union Center. They'll come back and just try and unwind a little bit, and we'll have people in the bar that will enjoy that. We get a lot of comments on that.
It's sort of that intimate atmosphere where it not that sort of impersonal nature that you might find in a big city hotel or a big city bar, but it has that neighborhood feel to it.
It has a neighborhood feel to it, and our chief bartender was from another restaurant in town and had an extraordinary reputation and knew a lot of the legislators and the senators and the assembly people, and he has just been a great asset. He pours and can mix a great drink. He certainly knows the wines and the cocktails, and it's been a great place for people to come and spend those hours away from home and just be a part of this little city again.
And those people that knew him from where he worked before, he sort of brought them in as customers who followed him because of his reputation.
We tried to drag every one of them down here.
you're going to enjoy it. Now, people don't necessarily think of Albany as a place to make a weekend getaway, but it really opened my eyes, some of the museums, some of the things to do that would really make it as a, a very interesting little, you know, not a little town, but a small city that people can visit that's halfway between Montreal, halfway to New York City, centrally located from Boston, Buffalo. You're really at the epicenter, and, you know, people can get away for a nice, quiet, relaxing weekend that isn't as expensive as some of those larger markets.
Well, that's true also, I think. And, you know, we have the Albany Institute of History of Art and Art, which is a real repository of some of the great historical artifacts from the beginning when this territory was settled. And of course it was Dutch and then it was English, and a lot of those items from the Von Rensselaers are in there. A lot of the Hudson River paintings are in there, a lot of the silver, and even original records, Stephen, from the Experiment, which was a ship sailed by a black captain in the late 1700s from Albany to China and returned. Lynn Tantillo's done a great, great painting called The Return of the Experiment. And we have all the manifests and the pay records and all that from that voyage there at the Albany Institute. And then we've got the Capitol Repertory Theater, which is about two and a half blocks from us. We've got the Palace Theater, which is one of the incredible renovations of these classic theaters. We have the arena, right, and we in the month of March, and really throughout the winter, we have NCAA sports tournaments here in Albany, the NCAA hockey championships and the ECAC hockey championships and the MAC basketball championships. We have an awful lot going on throughout the winter, and then with the races in Saratoga, of course, in the summer, and just general weddings. And I mean, it's a very, very busy place. Some of the oldest cathedrals in the state are within three blocks of us here. So there's a lot of weddings, a lot of christenings, a lot of that kind of activity too.
And people would come in and stay at your hotel for those events. Now, driving around the downtown core, we did that on the Sunday morning. The residential areas, the brick, the use of brick, the properties right close to the street, has a feel of Philadelphia, of Boston.
Sure,
it reminded me of many cities that I've been, and people were out there enjoying themselves, even at a kind of a cool Sunday morning, and they were walking around and going out to restaurants and going out for Sunday brunch. I really enjoyed that atmosphere, and later on this season we're going to be getting into it more on a future show, but coming up to 400 years, the slogan for downtown Albany is worth discovering since 1609, and I know that you're sort of working with a number of events that are going to be held next year to celebrate that.
And, you know, that would be an interesting show for you sometime, too, because they've just hired another co-director, and they are making great strides in this whole initiative and whole effort now. And there is so much history in this state and in this city.
Now, 74 State, we mentioned the property. The hotel's located at 74 State Street. You have 74 rooms. The dining room seats 74. I mean, I think even Mike Bilodeau could remember where that hotel is.
But seemed clever at the time, you know.
Well, we were all just joking before we went on that if the property had been kind of juxtapositioned on the other side of the street, what number would it have been and how many rooms would you have had to have?
We would have had to have 73 rooms.
or maybe four numbers less than that, yes.
Yeah, that's right. Or we would have had some larger rooms probably.
Most popular hotel in town.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, what number can people call for reservations? They can speak to you, Gary. They can check it out on the internet. How can they learn more about 74 State?
You can certainly go to the website, which is 74state.com, or you can dial the number for reservations or general information is 518-434-7410. And we have staff here 24 hours a day, of course, and it's a busy place, and we get to the phones quickly. So we're glad to have any calls and all inquiries.
Oh, great property, a sort of a boutique property, downtown Albany. Really enjoyed my stay, and we'll be talking to Gary Smith later on this season about what's coming up in 2009 in downtown Albany. Of course, make 74 State your home address for visiting all that there is to see and do in the capital of the Empire State.
It's really nice to see a place that's unique. It's not like a cookie-cutter property or anything like that. I really enjoyed hearing about your property today, Gary.
Well, thank you very, very much.
We wish you all the best. And as I say, we'll be talking to you again in the future.
All right, Stephen. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Thanks for
joining us on the Travel World Radio Show and Travel Hour with Stephen Pickford and friends.
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
Until next time, happy traveling, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Travel World Radio Network.